What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Okay, there we are. We're finally back on Hooked with RBN. And the problem may be an issue of Skype. They were trying to contact me, and we're not able to do so. Part of the problem may be that Skype yesterday forced me to update the Skype on my machine, and they may not be compatible, which is kind of frustrating. But we're back on the air here, so aloha, welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, September 6th, 2017, middle of the wake day, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pauha on a Friday and another crazy weekend. And Mike in the control room is saying he hates Skype, and until something better comes along, we're going to have to live with it. But again, Mike, you might want to make sure you've got the latest update, because again, last night when I got off of Jim Goddard's show in Vancouver, it forced me to do an update, and it's just a lot of this nonsense we have to deal with because companies are putting out products that aren't actually in good shape, and their attitude is get it to market as quickly as possible, beat the competition, and fix the problems later on when they feel like it. All right, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And obviously the top story remains Hurricane Irma. It is just smashing the Caribbean islands as it heads toward the U.S. East Coast. Now, the latest storm track is showing the eye of the hurricane. Last night it was aimed right up the center of Florida. Now it's along that eastern shore. If it keeps shifting like that, then by the time the storm actually gets there, the eye of the hurricane will be offshore. But they're saying hurricane force winds are extending out 50 miles to either side of the eye. And to nobody's surprise, there's panic buying going on for storable food, water supplies. And if you're not already prepped for this, it may, in fact, already be way too late to get items that are going to be critical. Food, water, if you have babies, disposable diapers, toilet paper. Everybody seems to forget having extra toilet paper when you're coming up on one of these disasters. So the Virgin Islands have been hammered by Irma's 185-mile-per-hour winds, severe flooding from the storm surge, residents and vacationers trying to deal with it. Apparently, officials in the Virgin Islands are saying the electricity will not be fully repaired for the next 4 to 6 months. And they have started confiscating guns to prevent civil insurrection or looting or rioting here. And a lot of people are saying that if there was such a thing as a Category 6 hurricane, this would be it. And it is very strong and gaining in strength. Now, it still has not hit the mark set by Hurricane Patricia back in 2015. That was the second most intense tropical cyclone on record worldwide. It's the most powerful on the Western Hemisphere. but it was beat out by Typhoon Tip in 1979. And so there are some monster storms out there. Now, when they say that Hurricane Irma is the strongest storm in U.S. history, they really only have accurate records going back to 1979. That's when they started developing the storm flyers and so forth and so on. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Mark in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. What's on my mind is X-class flares from the sun that were detected within the past 4 or 5 hours.
Yes.
Have you seen that report?
Oh, absolutely. They're saying this is the strongest such flare in the last 25 years. It's obviously going to be impacting electronics, shortwave listening. Might as well put the radio away for the next few days at least. But it is a very powerful event.
Not only put it away, but put it in a Faraday cage, because a magnitude 10 class X flare is enough to do some frying, depending on what part of the earth it happens to hit.
Well, anything that impacts the magnetosphere of the earth only has an effect over long distances. So if you have a battery-operated radio or it's unplugged from the wall, you're going to be safe here in terms of the flare. And where the flares have the most damaging impact, of course, are on large distributed power systems with those long lines running across the face of the earth, and they basically pick up that surge in the magnetic field. Now, ever since the great New York blackout, engineers have been working to harden power distribution systems against flares. So mostly it's going to be certain satellite communications are going to be out, may have some trouble seeing your favorite movie on your satellite TV. But overall, these things tend to be survivable.
Okay, I thought it was going to be worse than that, but maybe you're right.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. We're talking about Hurricane Irma and the other storms that are going on out there. Miami-Dade County has started evacuations as of today, and they've broken the city into these various zones, and Zone A and B is already being asked to evacuate today and tomorrow, and then they'll see what the storm track is going to do. Like I said, the storm track looks to be shifting further east, which means by the time the storm gets there, the actual center of the storm where the worst winds are will be offshore. But it's still a huge monster storm, and it's going to impact a lot of people. I sure hope it doesn't hit that Kennedy Space Center. I don't know how much stress that vehicle assembly building is designed to take here. Meanwhile, the Navy is evacuating over 5,000 active duty contractors, families, and civilians from the Naval Air Station Key West. They have been ordered to leave, and they're saying basically 50 to 60 service members will stay behind to basically perform emergency functions, essential functions, make sure that they can call for help if something breaks there. But everybody else is being told to get on out. By the way, if you are in Florida and you are evacuating, you need to remember the Florida governor signed a bill allowing conceal carry during emergency evacuation. This was Senate Bill 290, was approved by an 86-26 vote on the Florida House, and basically it was a result of Hurricane Katrina, where many gun owners, when they were evacuating their homes, they took their guns with them, and the police basically brought them up on some charges, and they said, no, this is a situation in which you're justified taking your weapons with you for personal defense, self-defense, and so forth and so on. So if you are ordered to evacuate from your home, just remember that Senate bill in Florida, you're allowed to carry, conceal, and take your gun with you. Now, a lot of people are looking at Tropical Storm Jose. It is now predicted to become a hurricane in 36 hours. That one, the storm track is already veering north into the mid-Atlantic. It may threaten the Bermudas, or rather Bermuda, and those islands, but it's not going to hit the continental United States. Over in the western Gulf of Mexico, Tropical Storm Katia has grown very, very large, but its track is expected to just sort of sit there and wobble around a lot. So it, too, at this time, does not appear to be presenting any kind of a threat to the mainland. The media, especially the liberal media, they're out there. They're trying to make fun of Donald Trump's assisting the aid efforts for Harvey. And Stephen Colbert on his show came on out saying that President Trump didn't meet a single storm victim, see an inch of rain, or get near a flooded street. And his audience promptly booed him because we all know that's a lie. We've all seen the photos of Trump down there assisting, trying to help, signing all the requisite paperwork for federal disaster aid and so forth and so on. Here's a little bit of an example of why safety decisions shouldn't be left up to money junkies or, for that matter, politicians, because it turns out engineers for the Harris County Reservoir System predicted this flood risk 20 years ago. They laid out the inundation maps and said the city is not prepared for a major inundation, and that's certainly true here. Now, apparently that converted 747-400 has gotten past its paperwork hurdles. It is now actually there in service. They're flying it out to deal with some of these wildfires all over the Pacific Northwest, California. It is a monster, and the only reason they're not spending that much time on it is because of the impending hurricanes. But it is a major, major issue. But at least they've got this 747 out there that is able to be very effective against these fire lines. And again, as a caller chastised me yesterday, they've had a major typhoon called Typhoon Haikui, slammed into Shanghai and China's east coast. And apparently winds are 90 miles per hour sustained, so it's not as powerful as Irma. And a lot of people are asking me, what's the difference between a hurricane and a typhoon? And the answer is there isn't really. It's just a convention. It used to be that these storms that formed in the Atlantic were called hurricanes, and the ones that formed in the Pacific were called typhoons. Well, the convention here in Hawaii is still to call them hurricanes. So now people are basically saying it's the other side of the international dateline. It's a typhoon. But it's just it's a different name for the exact same phenomenon here. Now, let's get into the domestic politics here. There are some interesting developments here. Do you remember Hina Alvi? She's the wife of Imran Awan, and she succeeded in getting out of the country and, fleeing the country. Apparently, she has now made a deal with prosecutors, and she is coming on back. She's going to face her charges, and apparently there's a plea bargain in effect, and she probably has a lot of information that might help the prosecution if there's a legitimate, serious prosecution. And right now, we're still seeing the government circle the wagons around that narcocracy, that dark, corrupted core of our government. Somebody found an interesting little article going all the way back to like 1996, and basically proves James Comey has always been protecting the Clintons. And so the article is basically from the Clinton term in the presidency, and it has to do with the Clinton clemency probe. And apparently the story is there, President Bill Clinton granted clemency to four swindlers, and it was suggested it might be political payback arranged by Hillary Rodham Clinton. And the probe was closed. No charges were filed. And guess who was in charge of that? U.S. Attorney James B. Comey. He just announced the investigation was over. No charges filed. Did not give any reasons whatsoever. So Comey is definitely one of the enablers here. Now, over at CNN, they're still rocking and reeling from their loss of credibility having to do with this story about the one of Trump's close associates and cozying up to Russia. And the story turned out to be fake. CNN had to retract it, which is a huge embarrassment. And basically they fired some of their reporters on the team. And now the entire team has been told, don't go near Trump and Russia anymore because your credibility in that area is blown. I think CNN is in serious, serious trouble. Now, the House Intelligence Committee has now subpoenaed the FBI and the Department of Justice for documents about that dodgy dossier that linked President Trump to Russia. You know, the one where it said President Trump and a couple of prostitutes were doing icky poo things in the wedding suite at the Moscow Hotel. And it's a completely ginned up document. It was written by this former MI6 agent who was working for a company that does opposition research and, when necessary, creates bogus documents with which to smear candidates here. So now the House Intelligence Committee is talking to the FBI and the Department of Justice, and they issued a subpoena for the documents. The original subpoena had a deadline of September 1st. Neither the FBI nor the Department of Justice handed over any documents, so apparently the subpoena has now been extended to give them more time to deal with it. I don't think they're going to provide any papers of any use. Any documents they turn over won't have anything in them. That's probably why they're taking so long to answer the subpoena. They're going through the documents and looking for incriminating information. And a lot of people are starting to wonder, and this is over at ZeroHedge.com, intensifying Russia probes. Why? It's a proven fact. Russia did not hack the DNC. And CNN is out there saying that the intensifying Russian probes could pit the Hill, Capitol Hill, against Robert Mueller. But I don't see how that would be a conflict, because Mueller, as far as we can tell, is fully on board with pursuing the Trump-Russia connection, and he's not interested in any exculpatory information, doesn't want to hear any experts saying that the DNC emails had to be an internal leak. But in the end, there's only one angle in the Russia story that should be investigated. That's Hillary's role, the Uranium One deal, the Clinton Foundation, the CIA's role, and the FBI's role in the Russian blame game, which is exactly what it is. They're trying to turn Russia into our enemy to justify a whole new Cold War and generations of Americans whose tax money is taken away to make the military-industrial complex rich. Now, apparently, President Putin was at the BRICS summit in China, and basically he was asked if he was disappointed in Trump and in the deterioration of Moscow-Washington relations and this tit-for-tat diplomatic feud. And Putin dismissed the question as very naive and said, "Trump is not my bride, neither am I his bride or groom." So there we are. Meanwhile, Russia's UN envoy is out there saying Moscow has just become a very convenient scarecrow for the United States. I think the envoy probably meant a scapegoat, but scarecrow will do. They're going to wag it at you. Booga booga. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Be afraid. Be afraid. Meanwhile, for those of you with more of a taste toward the tabloid side of life, Senator Bob Menendez is, Senator Bob Menendez's corruption trial kicks off tomorrow, and it's going to have tales of international jet setting, $1,500 a night hotel rooms, and alleged affairs with models and actresses. So that's going to be very, very colorful. Now, the interesting thing is, if this gets a lot of media attention, it means there's someplace else they don't want us to look. Do you remember when they went on down to Panama and they grabbed Manuel Noriega, brought him back to the U.S., making license plates in someplace in Florida right now? Well, he had his day in court, and he was going to go on in, prepared to testify about how the George Bush and the CIA were behind all this drug running going from Central America into the U.S., but there wasn't a single reporter there, because right across the hall, they had the trial for William Kennedy Smith. It was one of these spectacular rape trials, the Victoria's Secret defense. They had all the lacy undies there. That was where the sizzle was. And so they used one trial to keep the reporters from paying attention to one that had far more import. So if Menendez starts getting a lot of press coverage, be suspicious. We'll be right back.
probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
bodies. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, as you know, in recent weeks, there's been this escalating diplomatic war between the United States and Russia. It actually began last year with the closure of some Russian diplomatic facilities, and some of their diplomats were asked to leave. More recently, Putin has decided to basically start playing that same game. They're asking U.S. diplomats to leave Russia. And now the U.S. is closing more Russian diplomatic facilities and having them searched. And as somebody pointed on out, all of this violates the Vienna Convention. This is the international agreement that sets the rules for diplomacy around the world. This is what gives you the idea of diplomatic immunity for yourself, your person, the diplomatic pouches. And so once again, we're seeing the U.S. government simply ignoring past treaty obligations, and this is a reason why so many people just don't trust the U.S. government any longer. They won't accept their promises. They don't keep them. All right, let's get into the war zones now, and there are enough of them. Government forces take the upper hand in the battle for Deir ez-Zor. It's moving along very, very rapidly. ISIS tried to make an attempt to cut off the corridor between the city and the government-held area. That didn't work. They failed to take the corridor. So it's only a matter of time now before ISIS and Al-Qaeda have pretty much lost control of all the areas they were controlling. And along the way, the Syrian army, once again, has discovered U.S.-made TOW missiles in ISIL's convoy in eastern Hama. The army stopped this convoy full of weapons, and they found U.S.-made anti-tank missiles, arms, and ammunition. And, of course, we know how it's getting in there. Remember, you had that article that came on out where it basically showed the U.S. was using diplomatic flights to bring weapons into Syria. And the reporter who wrote that got interrogated and harassed and all the usual stuff here. But there is a point to make here. This is from Russia Today. Bashar Assad's victory at Deir ez-Zor puts the spotlight on the illegal U.S. presence in Syria. Because remember, Russia is there at the express invitation of the Syrian government. The Syrian government has not invited the U.S. into their country, has not given them permission to operate inside the country. The U.S. presence in Syria is illegal. And now that the terrorists are pretty much all but finished, everybody's saying, why is the U.S. still there? If, in fact, they were there to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda, which we know they weren't. They were actually backing them here. So I really do think the U.S. has failed in Syria, and this could derail the rest of that plan to conquer at least the Mideast resource-rich areas and shackle them to the U.S. dollar. Meanwhile, over in that portion of Iraq, which has been designated arbitrarily by the United States as the future Kurdistan, apparently representatives of the government that will be in place in the new Kurdistan are already talking with Russia as a strategic economic partner. So after all this war and all this brouhaha about carving chunks out of Iraq and Syria, the newly created Kurdistan is going to pivot away from the United States. And that's an epic foreign policy fail right there. Russia is still trying to play by the rule. They've drafted a UN Security Council resolution calling for the sending of peacekeepers to Ukraine to try and settle everything down between Poroshenko and the Eastern Ukrainian republics. Of course, we know the United States will veto this. They won't need an excuse. I don't know what excuse they're going to have, but the U.S. is probably going to veto this one. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And, waiting for the bump music to get on out there, and I don't know why the levels are as hot as they are, but they are. Okay, I want to take a step back here to the hurricanes going on. Apparently, JetBlue is selling $99 tickets for people trying to get away from Irma, which I think is a reasonable price. Apparently, some of the other airlines have already jacked their prices up to $1,000 for a ticket just to get out of the state of Florida. So, again, a lot of price gouging going on. Of course, I also understand there's only so many seats on those airplanes. And the caller who called in the other day may have had the right idea. If you have a recreational vehicle, get out using that. The real problem, of course, is these lots with all the mobile homes on them, because they're fastened to the ground. They have foundations, but hurricane can still cause a lot of damage there. All right, getting on back to the war zones. Over in Afghanistan, a suicide bomber has reportedly detonated explosives at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. This is one of the areas where torture was being carried on out. And apparently this was provoked by a leaflet distributed by U.S. forces in the province of Parwan, which was highly offensive. And the senior U.S. commander in Afghanistan actually apologized and said, yes, it was very offensive, and we're sorry, but they still had the suicide bomber go on off. Now, as you know, Benjamin Netanyahu is under investigation for corruption, and it's about to get a little bit worse, because out in Hollywood, there's this guy, Arnon Milchan, and he's a media mogul. He's a Hollywood producer. He was behind the 1990 hit film Pretty Women. He's done a lot of other interesting stuff as well. And he apparently has been running around openly claiming that he succeeded in bribing the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and so now Israeli authorities want to talk to him about that as well. And if you're going to bribe somebody, keep your mouth shut. So, let's get on over here to the situation in North Korea. They've been hammering that pretty hard right alongside the hurricane news all morning long on the corporate media, which may be significant. Remember, we're coming up on the 9th, which is the anniversary of the founding of Korea. And so I think if anything's going to happen, they'll do it on that date as part of the celebration. Meanwhile, commercial satellite images taken of North Korea's nuclear test site the day after that big explosion are showing a lot of landslides around that mountain. And a lot of people are very concerned whether that mountain is still strong enough to withstand more internal nuclear tests. And the Chinese are very upset. They're saying, we think the mountain has become unstable, and another major explosion deep down inside, the whole top of the mountain could come on off, and all the residual radiation from all six of the nuclear tests could come pouring on out, get on the wind, and blow someplace where they would prefer it not go. Now, Putin has waded into the debate on North Korea, saying that as long as North Korea is afraid of a U.S. invasion, they're not going to give up their nuclear weapons. They'll eat grass before giving up their nuclear weapons, because they are very much afraid. They remember what the U.S. did to this country, North Korea, at the start of the Korean War, and how huge loss of their population. And you've got the U.S., which in recent decades is clearly seen invading country after country after country after country after country. North Korea has a right to be concerned, and they also have a right to prepare a deterrent, which is what this is all about. It's a deterrent. But every time they fire off a test missile, the media makes a big deal about it. Oh, it proves how belligerent and provocative they are. Meanwhile, South Korea is carrying out missile tests. Nobody says anything about it. The U.S. is carrying out missile tests, including right here in Hawaii. Nobody says anything about it. It's just demonized, 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 demonized until the American people are willing to go along with the invasion, supporting the war. I don't think they're getting the traction. I'm not hearing anybody that I talk to indicate their willingness to get involved in any more wars. I'm sure there are a few here on this island. But everybody here is very concerned that this is spinning out of control. And when you're talking about a war with a potential nuclear North Korea, a definitely nuclear China, a definitely nuclear Russia, people are very, very nervous. Most of the communications for the entire Pacific Fleet flow through those buildings down there at Pearl Harbor. And yes, they've got backup systems, alternate routing, the TACAMO aircraft. But a lot of people are very concerned. World War II effectively started right down in that harbor out that window. Why couldn't World War III start here as well? Now, yesterday we were talking about how part of the preparation for a war is to demonize the people of the other country, demonize the country itself, and demonize the leaders. And, of course, we have been seeing nothing but nonstop descriptions of Kim Jong-un as a tyrant, a bully. He's insane. He's crazy. He's all these evil things. But you need to remember, Dennis Rodman has actually met the guy. And Rodman is saying Kim Jong-un likes to ride horses, likes to sing karaoke, likes a good joke. There are too many people in this country who still think the world is as it's described by the corporate media, and it very much isn't. Meanwhile, the belligerent talk is continuing. Admiral Scott Swift, the commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, pledged on Tuesday to deploy an aircraft carrier strike group in waters off the Korean Peninsula. This is not going to calm things down. This is not going to calm things down at all. It's only going to further aggravate the problem. And I do wish that they would tone down the rhetoric just a little bit. Never one to pass up an economic opportunity, as everybody over in North Korea and South Korea and Japan are sneering at each other. The Trump administration is poised to authorize billions of dollars in military sales to U.S. allies in the Pacific in response to the growing nuclear standoff with North Korea, including possibly offering offensive weaponry to long pacifist Japan. Now, what they mean by that is, when Japan came out of World War II and the U.S. occupation ended, they drew up a new constitution which expressly forbids wars of aggression. And that's why Japan's military is entirely based on defense. They don't have any long-range weapons. They're there to protect their own shores. Now, the Trump White House is saying it may be time to move past that and to allow Japan to have offensive weapons with which to strike North Korea if they so choose. By the way, an alert listener wrote on in, Manuel Noriega actually died last May. I was just making a joke about punching up the license plates and everything. Now, Korea's vice foreign minister, South Korea's vice foreign minister, Cho Hyun, basically came on out and said, war is not an option on the Korean Peninsula. You will find some way to solve this diplomatically. Everybody's saying the same thing. Russia's saying it. China's saying it. And I noticed today on the news, they've pulled back a little bit, saying that Donald Trump is keeping the military option against North Korea open, but it's not his first choice. So they may be blinking there just a little bit. We have been talking about Russia's amazing electronic warfare capability, which they used on the USS Donald Cook up in the Black Sea, may have been one of the reasons why all those, so many of those cruise missiles Donald Trump sent into Syria missed their targets. But apparently the United States Department of Transportation Maritime Administration is convinced they have seen the first documented use of a technique called GPS misdirection. This is a spoofing attack that affected apparently at least 20 ships, sending misleading signals to disrupt navigation and targeting. In other words, and our Navy has become very dependent on those satellites and on GPS. In fact, my understanding is they stopped teaching celestial navigation. Sextants are just coffee table items now. I'll bet they'll start going back on that as well, how to navigate by the stars. Now, if this is true, it is a formidable capability. It means the Russians can scatter our convoys, strip a carrier of its defensive screen. Good reason to not get into an argument with them, I think. All right, let's talk about the economic news. Over at the Federal Reserve, Vice Chairman Stanley Fischer has announced his decision to step down effective October 13th, which happens to be a Friday, citing personal reasons in his letter to Donald Trump. And Fischer's resignation increases the number of vacancies on the Fed board from 3 to 4, with Yellen and Brainard and Powell remaining the only members on that board. Now, this might accelerate Senate confirmation of Randall Quarles to be vice chair for supervision, which will be considered tomorrow by the Senate Banking Committee and looks likely to be approved. Congress now being back from recess, they're getting back to their business. But I'm wondering why this vice chair decided to resign. Maybe he just decided he was too old, or maybe he doesn't want to be there when it starts coming apart. Meanwhile, over at the BRICS alliance, they have added yet another member, Egypt. I don't know if they're going to go on calling it BRICS or try and come up with an acronym for all of the nations that are now members. But they're growing stronger. Countries want to be part of that. They don't trust the U.S. dollar anymore. Now, again, at that annual BRICS summit in China, Putin came on out and said the goal right now is for a fair multipolar world in which oil contracts could bypass the U.S. dollar and be traded with oil, yuan, and gold. See, when Richard Nixon ended gold convertibility, it led to a decline in demand for U.S. dollars by other countries, and that's when they cooked up the petrodollar deal. The U.S. government went to the government of all these Middle Eastern oil nations, and they said, we're going to make you a deal. You sell your oil only for the U.S. dollars and invest your money in the U.S., and we will guarantee your military safety. And that's why the global oil trade is always denominated in U.S. dollars. Saddam got permission to sell his oil for euros. A year later, U.S. goes on in and kills him, bombs his country to rubble, and Iraq's oil is back on the world market only for the U.S. dollar. Same thing in Libya. Introduced the gold dinar, said that Libya's oil is for sale only for the gold dinar. They go on and kill Libya. That's what these wars are all about, keeping the world slave to the U.S. paper dollar and the petrodollar. And more countries are saying, no, we don't want this anymore. Because you use it to take advantage of us. You use it to control our country. They don't want to be part of the American empire anymore. All righty. Let's see. Let's go to the telephones now. Ralph in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Just give you an update regarding the celestial navigation with a sextant.
Yeah.
I talked to someone who was in the Marines, and they're bringing it back. They've been bringing it back because of that. They stopped in the 90s, like you were saying, because they were dependent on the electronic stuff. But then they started thinking about the MP attacks, you know, possible attacks. So now they're teaching it. The Marines always taught it, but Navy brought it back, just to give you an update.
Well, you know, if you really know what you're doing, you can, and you've got a good chronometer, because you can't get your longitude without a chronometer. But if you really know what you're doing, you can find where you are on the planet, you know, pretty easily with a sextant.
I agree. I bought one. I got a good deal on it, and I got some books on it. And slowly but surely, I'm learning on it just for my own sake and just having fun with it. I think it's kind of cool if you can know where you're at in the ocean. With the sextant, I think that's pretty damn cool. So, anyways, I just wanted to give you an update on that.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. And there are still all the so-called clear channel radio stations, which also double as navigation aids. And they're required to have rubidium standard clocks to control their frequency, so it's bang where it ought to be. And when you're out at sea, you can null out on these clear channel stations and get your approximate location. If you have the necessary equipment, you can look at the phase relationship of the incoming signals and refine your position even more. But a good old-fashioned sextant, that's kind of nice to have. What's amazing about the Polynesian Voyaging Society, which is a group that has built a recreated Polynesian sailing craft, they've now gone all over the world using Polynesian sailing techniques. No sextant. Think about that. That's pretty amazing how they were able to do that. Because, you know, look at the Pacific compared to the Atlantic and realize that thousands of years before Columbus made the trip across the pond, the Polynesians were maintaining regular commerce throughout all these islands. Getting on back to the economic news, a lot of people are starting to really scratch their heads over this Wells Fargo scandal. They've been caught with another 1.4 million fake accounts. Why, oh, why is nobody going to jail? And corporate law is designed to protect the corporate executives from losing their personal financial fortunes if the corporation goes out of business, which I guess is okay. But there is no law that says a corporate executive is immune from committing an illegal act and creating these fake accounts. That was fraud. And apparently Wells Fargo has also admitted that they enrolled more than 500,000 customer accounts into their online bill pay service without notifying them. Now, they've already agreed to pay out $910,000 to customers who accrued fees or charges related to these unknown accounts. Do you get it? Banking is crooked. Banking is a scam. I mean, look at all the stories coming out of Wall Street, Bernie Madoff, Wolf of Wall Street, the rest of it. They're crooks. That's how they get to be as rich as they are. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. And I'm having to adjust the audio on the board. We've got some issues out there. So let me just take a look at the volume here. All right, we're good to go. Let's go back to the phones. Ken in Fort Worth, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, howdy, howdy. You know, that cover-up Comey said he had about 17 more people to interview and Hillary, that thing. Why don't the new guy pick up where he left off? I don't understand that.
Well, I've made that point before. We have our second FBI director in a row who's refusing to go after Hillary. We have our second attorney general in a row who's refusing to go after Hillary. I'm telling you what's really going on here. It's not Hillary Clinton. It is the Clintons and the Bushes and the CIA and this narcocracy that runs back at least to the 1980s. And that is a big, huge, stinking, rotted core at the federal government. And that's what they're protecting. Because that comes on out, they all have to get out there and find new jobs.
Somebody calls it the Clinton cartel, right?
It's been called that, or the Bush cartel, or some people call the CIA the cocaine importation agency.
Yeah, but I mean, I told my congressman to tell him to pick up or cover up Comey left off.
You could. I mean, Hillary Clinton never went to trial. She was never exonerated in a court of law, so double jeopardy does not apply. Those charges can still be brought. It's going to take somebody of courage to do it.
All right. Hey, nice talking to you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to James in Ireland. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was actually phoning up to congratulate Hillary Clinton on offering all the profits from the sales of our new book to the hurricane victims in Texas. No, sorry, that was a dream. Oh, sorry. You know, those sleeping tablets, what can I say? Now, wouldn't that be a great way? We've just got everybody to broadcast it that she's offering all the funds from a book to embarrass her into doing something and coming out.
Oh, all the funds from her new book. That must be, what, you know, $40, $50 by now?
Well, $125 for a seat that you don't get an autograph or a copy of the book in Canada, apparently.
Why do people still go to see her? I mean, you know, they already have a slogan for it, Still with Hill. She's going to run again. If Donald Trump does not get her convicted of at least one felony, or if he doesn't clean up this elections mess, especially all the illegal votes, he's going to be a one-term president.
I don't know. What I can tell you is, over here in Europe, everybody seems to love Trump.
Okay.
You know, contrary to what we see on some of the news channels. Like, I know I just sent you an email there in relation to Sky News here is reporting the main headline news is that Facebook have come out now. They found evidence that Russia was paying for advertisements against Hillary Clinton on Facebook.
Ah, I did see that email. I had trouble understanding what it was saying, but... I see that right now. All right, James, going to have to let you go. Got to do station identification.
No,
we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.